This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, and it is your Friday lunchtime with Jono, and it's time to get a little bit political. Now, the right for same-sex couples to marry has been a hot topic of debate in many countries around the world at the moment, and of course it is here in Australia. But over in New Zealand, Labour MP Lewissa Wall has led a bill into Parliament, which if passed would legalise same-sex marriage across the Tasman. Now, with me being a Kiwi, and it being Kiwi Friday, I thought it was a bit important to find out some more. So on the phone from Wellington, I have got Lewissa. Kia ora, and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Kia ora, Jono. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Excellent. Now, this bill you've put forward is the Marriage or Definition of Marriage Amendment Bill. For those not familiar with New Zealand politics, what exactly is this bill aiming to do?
Well, what this bill aims to do is to enable two people who love each other, regardless of their sex, sexual orientation or gender identity, to be able to go to the state. We have registrars who issue marriage licences. So as two consenting adults, they will be able to get a licence from the state, and as you've said, it will enable same-sex marriage.
Same-sex marriage is, of course, an important issue being debated in many countries around the world at the present, including Australia and now in New Zealand. Why is it personally important to you?
Oh, the whole issue of marriage equality really started in New Zealand in the mid-1980s. We had three lesbian couples who tried to get marriage licences, and they were denied that right. And it went all the way to the Court of Appeal, and basically the court said to the New Zealand Parliament that on the face of it, we don't have a definition of marriage in our Marriage Act, unlike Australia. In 2004, you created a Defence of Marriage Act, which made it between a man and a woman. We didn't have that, but our parliamentary response at that time was to create civil unions, and it was a tool for its time. There have been polls, when I look back and look at when I track, you know, the acceptance of marriage equality, about 40% of New Zealanders supported marriage equality in 2004, 54% were against. So civil union was perfect for that time. But in New Zealand today, and in fact the most recent poll, 63% are in favour. But the biggest, you know, cohort, the 18 to 34-year-olds, 79% in support. So for us, it is a generational issue, and amongst young New Zealanders, I don't think they can really see what the problem is.
Of course, New Zealand's had civil unions since 2004. If your bill is passed, will New Zealand keep the civil unions as an option for both heterosexual and homosexual couples to choose that or a marriage?
Yes, we will keep that open, and it's interesting to note that our civil union, we have approximately 400 on average civil unions a year, and just over 20% who choose civil unions are heterosexual couples. So in fact, as an institution, when we created it, we created equality in that, and the opportunity for people to have civil unions. So of course we will, because for some people a civil union is more appropriate, but really for me what's driving this, it's about fairness, it's about equality and equity under the law, and it's also about, for me, the institution of marriage being a basic human right.
Now, I was living in New Zealand at the time the Labour government got the Civil Union Bill through back in 2004. Now, that was a very proud moment for me as a gay Kiwi. There was a lot of public debate on both sides when that bill was introduced, and I remember scenes of protesters outside Parliament at the time. I remember the letters that I was writing to MPs to try and encourage them to pass the bill. Do you think your bill to legalise same-sex marriage will cause a same level of debate?
I think that there is genuine debate happening, but we've framed it, well, for me, it's about equality. So this is about equality of citizenship with regard to marriage. So when we look at who can get married in New Zealand, you have to be over 16 to be able to marry with the consent of your parents. You have to be consenting adults. And in New Zealand, and you know, it is very much an institution that I think recognises your citizenship and the ability for any citizen to go to the state and ask for a licence to marry shouldn't be, I think, impacted upon. Given my bill won't interfere with the church's definition of marriage. And so in our Marriage Act, Section 29, in spite of people getting a marriage license, it's absolutely at the discretion of both celebrants, ministers and churches whether they solemnise any marriage within their institution.
Because there is the argument that, hey, New Zealand's had civil unions for 8 years, New Zealand didn't fall apart, the world didn't end. So surely for your average New Zealander, this bill should really be no big deal.
I think that's pretty much where a cohort of the population are at. It is like, what is the big deal? And so what I'm asking for in the first instance, I'm on the order paper in terms of waiting for the next Members' Day, and I've asked my fellow MP colleagues to let the formal debate happen in New Zealand. And as we know, when we look at how our democracies, the structure and the processes within them, once my bill is passed at first reading, it'll be referred to a select committee. There'll be a period of time, and then we will be able to gauge how important and relevant marriage equality is to them, because New Zealanders will be able to make submissions.
There's going to be a conscience vote on this bill in the New Zealand Parliament, but Prime Minister John Key has given his initial support for the bill, along with leaders of the Maori Party and Green Party. The numbers would appear to be looking good at this point that the bill may get passed.
Well, at first reading, it has been fantastic to have the Prime Minister come out and say he will vote for it. And in addition, we have had the leaders of the Maori Party, Tariana Tudia specifically, who voted against civil unions, and the United Future leader, Peter Dunn, who also voted against. So you've had a change of positioning between the Prime Minister, Tariana Tudia, and Peter Dunn. But we've also had Hone Harawira come out in support, who's the leader of the Mana Party. And yes, the Green Party as a party are voting for marriage equality. So we've got a lot of leadership across the House on this. I think, it is fantastic to get such support and people being really clear. And probably if I was to highlight one of the most relevant comments, it's from Tariana Tudia. And she opposed civil union, and I think she's come to a point in her life where this is about children, and actually children having an opportunity to grow up in a loving household where two people are committed to one another is beneficial for them. But the other thing that she highlighted was that actually in modern society, families define for themselves who they are. The state can't tell a family who they are. And so anything that strengthens that family unit should be supported.
Now, as a politician, you'd be used to coming under criticism for all sorts of things, but this bill is a very personal issue for many people, especially those that oppose it. And I know that people are probably going to start attacking you personally on this, and you've probably had hate emails about it. How do you deal with all of that?
Oh, for me, it's not about me. For me, this is about a community of New Zealanders, and I'm proud to be a part of that rainbow family. I have a partner. We've had a civil union, so I'm in a really loving, stable relationship. But, I have an opportunity as a representative in Parliament, and I'm proud to represent our rainbow family. And what's driving me, actually, are ordinary people who email me and say how significant and relevant marriage equality is for them. There's been a lot of young people who have emailed me, not all of them gay, but a lot of them saying thank you for fighting for my rights to be recognised in my country as an equal. And, you know, there will be other people who disagree with the proposition, and they have a right to express their opinion. So I don't take things personally. I don't know a lot of the people who are, if you want to call it, sending me more negative type communication, but I will respect their right to have a say on an issue. And what I'm asking for is people to really think about how relevant this is to them.
I don't want to get into a trans-Tasman government war here, but same-sex marriage and marriage equality is very unlikely here in Australia under our current government. There was an article in the paper over here recently that said if it's passed in New Zealand, it will do a great deal for tourism, with lots of gay Aussies flying across the Tasman to get married.
I think that's true, actually, and there was some recent research in New York that said it increased the economy over there by over $200 million. Look, we would be happy for our Australian brothers and sisters to come and celebrate their ability to be married if we create that institution here in New Zealand. Look, I won't comment about the discussions and debates that are happening in Australia, but what I will comment on is the fact that you're having it. And I think it's really healthy in modern societies for us to discuss and debate issues such as marriage equality. And I think it's really important that people have an opportunity to have their say. And, you know, for me, that's the most important driver at this point in time. I'm just looking at the first reading and making sure that my MP colleagues support the opportunity for New Zealanders to have their say.
Now I'm going to put my patriotic badge on here finally. And so when it comes to gay rights, New Zealand certainly is a world leader. We've had civil unions for 8 years. Prior to that, we've allowed immigration to same-sex partners. Both Helen Clark and John Key have both attended Auckland's Big Gay Out Day in their capacity as Prime Minister. And now it looks like New Zealand will have same-sex marriage recognition. It must make you proud to be a Kiwi.
I've always been proud to be a Kiwi, and I will continue to be proud to be a Kiwi. I think that we are a country that has stood on social issues very clearly, any issues to do with human rights or discrimination. You know, we've been really strongly in favour of ensuring that those who are most marginalised, those who might not be the majority, actually have their rights and interests recognised in our law. So I'm really proud to be part of a Labor Party and a Labor team that included this policy initiative in their manifesto. And actually, I want to highlight that I am the chair of Labor's Rainbow Caucus.
Lewissa, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that many Australians will be closely watching this bill as it moves through the New Zealand Parliament, especially us expat Kiwis that are living here. So I do want to wish you all the very best for it, and we'll certainly be putting what support we can behind it.
That's wonderful, John. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show, and obviously I'm happy to be on further shows and to have any discussions and debates if you think that would be helpful. So let's keep in touch.
I certainly will. That's New Zealand MP Lewissa Wall, who has put a bill before the New Zealand Parliament which would legalise same-sex marriage across the Tasman. We'll certainly keep you posted on how it goes. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.